Well, now I've called into the home of Mr. George Barnes. Mr. Barnes, I believe you've been in the village quite a long time.
Ever since 1926.
What brought you to Finmere?
Working in the village, and then I got married, and the employer gave me a house to live in, and I've been here ever since.
One of the things that I know over the recent years, you've been the clerk to the parish council here in Finmere. What sort of things did you have to do as clerk?
Well, there wasn't a lot doing, but we started the parish council in 1954. I was a member of the parish council. Then we had a little difficulty in getting someone to take on the clerk's job, and being as I was not doing anything at the time, I took it on just to occupy my mind, and I carried on with it for 17 years.
So it was a temporary job which lasted 17 years?
Yes. I was only, in the first place, I was only going to do it for 12 months. But anyway, that's how it ended up, 17 years.
Did you ever regret it?
No, well, a matter of fact, I should still have carried on, but I what with the rheumatism and that, I couldn't get to the meeting, so I was forced to give it up. Which I've only given it up now, it's 2 years, 2 years since I gave it up.
What sort of changes have you seen here in the village?
Well, only the biggest changes were the building of the council houses and that, and I don't know as much other.
There's of course the new school right opposite your house.
Oh yes, there? The new school. This school, that's supposed to be the first one of its type built in the country, and
I've already been over there to talk to Miss Bates earlier this afternoon. I must say I was very impressed with it. It's very smart.
Yes, well, there's a lot of visitors. They come, there's even busloads come to have a look over it from all over the country.
Now, one of the other things that always takes place in villages is sport. Is there any sort of sport goes on here in Finmere?
Oh yes, we've got a sports club, been running ever since 1947. Now, he was secretary of that for, funnily enough, 17 years, the same as the clerk of the parish council. Mm-hmm. And we, our cricket team done very well, winning cups several years running, and football we weren't quite so good, but we have won one or two competitions.
How many people would there be here in the village?
Oh, as I say, if I remember rightly, it's about 280. Maybe one or two more, or one or two less, but somewhere around about that.
Now, it strikes me that the county boundary must be somewhere around here. Whereabouts is it exactly?
Yes, well, this village is right on the boundary of Bucks and Oxfordshire.
Finmere itself being in Oxfordshire?
Yeah.
Whereabouts does the boundary run?
Oh, it's from Newton Purcell up here to Finmere. It's the main road, the main Oxford road. And then it goes off as a blown away, what was an old Roman road, away towards the boundary, the river of Bucks and Oxford again.
Of course, you live fairly close to Finmere House. It's only just down the road from you. Do you know anything of its history?
Well, it's supposed to have been the home for some time of one of the Henry VIII's wives, Jane Seymour, and the room where she was supposed to occupy, I was doing a little job for the owner then in the room. It was a bright hot day. I got my jacket off, and all at once it came over cold, and I had to go and put my jacket on. And I passed a remark about it to Mrs. Symes Thompson, the owner, and she laughed and said probably it was Jane Seymour's ghost.
Is it renowned for being haunted?
Well, they do say that it was haunted, but Mrs. Symes Thompson told me that she'd never seen or heard of anything, and she lived there for a good many years.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Well, that I don't. No.